This is the Pearson Test of English General Practice Test. To prepare for the Pearson English International Certificate, Level 3. This test takes 2 hours. Section 1. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to two friends speaking. Where are they?
The waitress is coming. Do you know what you want?
Not really. I don't have much of an appetite.
Oh, well, I do. I'm getting 3 courses. It says the third is on the house. Perhaps you should just get an entree.
OK, I'll do that. I can always ask for another course later.
The correct answer is B. Number 1. Listen to a conversation. Where is the woman going?
What time is your departure?
It's an early one, 6 o'clock. Then, after landing, at about 1, we have a transfer to the resort, which takes another 2.5 hours. Thankfully, it's a private taxi, which is included in the package.
That all sounds pretty exhausting still. You'll need a rest to recover.
Number 2. Listen to a man speaking. What job does the person he is describing do?
She's had a very impressive career. After starting out as a stand-up comedian, she spent over a decade appearing in series, mostly sitcoms, but also some dramas. Having stepped behind the camera now, she's become one of the most influential people in television when it comes to financing and managing new shows. She also helps to develop new acting talent.
Number 3. Listen to a conversation. Which market is being discussed?
What changes have you noticed in this market?
Well, certain roles simply don't exist anymore. A variety of industries, from construction to banking, have seen machines take over lots of roles previously performed by humans, usually relatively lowly paid roles. Simultaneously, there has been some growth in the number of well-paid positions in creative professions and engineering.
Number 4. Listen to the speaker. What job does she describe?
I've only been in the profession a short time, but I've seen massive changes. It's all online. We no longer publish a paper edition, so our website design is key. Headlines still need to draw readers, but now keywords must also be trending on social media. Even articles on complex political topics must be readable in less than 5 minutes.
Number 5. Listen to the man speaking. What does he want Sarah to do?
Come on, Sarah, cheer up. You're welcome to borrow my tablet if you can't find your own right now. I've no problem with lending it to you if you want. I'm sure yours must be somewhere in the house.
Number 6. Listen to a conversation. Where are the speakers?
Hey, Tom. Did you know this morning's seminar has been cancelled? I've just seen a sign on the room door. Apparently, there was an announcement online too.
Yeah, I saw it. Would you like to go and get a coffee or something?
I can't. I've got a tutorial about my thesis later. I'd better prepare.
Number 7. Listen to a conversation. What are the speakers preparing for?
How many candidates are we seeing today?
6. I've got their resumes here. Some have pretty impressive track records in sales. One or two seem a little overqualified for this role, to be honest.
Well, there is some potential for the successful candidate to move into management in future. Do you have the questions ready?
Number 8. Listen to the man speaking about a course. What is the course about?
On this course, we're going to be looking at a variety of theories and systems of social organisation. Communism, capitalism, socialism, to name just a few. We'll also be discussing the more practical side of how any system is implemented, how elections are conducted, methods of taxation, how new legislation is proposed and passed, and much more.
Number 9. Listen to a girl talking to her father. What feeling does she describe?
Hi, Dad. How's it going? Yeah, me too. It's a shame we couldn't have kept it a secret. Mum did seem to love the party, but a big surprise at the start would have been great. Did you pay the caterer?
Number 10. Listen to the conversation. Who would the speakers like to invite to the event?
It'll be great to see people again after so long.
Yeah, I hope everyone receives the invitation to the event. We only have people's parents' addresses. Most will have moved out since high school.
Perhaps we could use social media to track people down. Or we could ask the school for help.
Section 2. Number 11. You will hear a short recording about sewing. Listen to the whole recording once. Then you will hear the recording again, with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
Sewing buttons onto clothing becomes very easy once you get the hang of it. You will use a needle and thread and either scissors or a knife. Demonstrations of how to sew buttons correctly are shown within instructional videos on the internet. Sewing buttons onto clothing becomes very easy. Once you get the hang of it. You will use a needle and thread. And either scissors or a knife. Demonstrations of how to sew buttons correctly are shown within instructional videos on the internet.
Section 3. Questions 12 to 16. You will hear a conversation. First, read the notes below. Then listen and complete the notes with information from the conversation. You will hear the recording twice.
Have you heard the news?
No, what?
Bromswich Town Hall is reopening as part of the East Side redevelopment.
Oh, great. I haven't been there for years.
It's been closed for nearly 13 years. The repair and modernisation work has cost £12 million, but it's nearly finished now.
Awesome. I heard that the whole East Side redevelopment is great too.
Yeah, there are loads of new artworks all around, which have been created by local sculptors. The local council seem to want to bring lots of tourists into the area.
Great. They must be looking to boost the local economy, create more jobs and so on.
Definitely. and also just brighten the place up a bit, I think. Apparently, there's going to be a big new fountain outside the town hall too.
That'll be nice. When does it reopen?
Soon. I can't remember the exact date, but it's written on posters all around town.
Now listen again.
Have you heard the news?
No. What?
Bromswich Town Hall is reopening as part of the East Side redevelopment.
Oh, great. I haven't been there for years.
It's been closed for nearly 13 years. The repair and modernisation work has cost £12 million, but it's nearly finished now.
Awesome. I heard that the whole East Side redevelopment is great too.
Yeah, there are loads of new artworks all around, which have been created by local sculptors. The local council seem to want to bring lots of tourists into the area.
Great. They must be looking to boost the local economy, create more jobs and so on.
Definitely. And also just brighten the place up a bit, I think. Apparently, there's going to be a big new fountain outside the town hall too.
That'll be nice. When does it reopen?
Soon. I can't remember the exact date, but it's written on posters all around town.
Section 3. Questions 17 to 21. You will hear a talk. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the talk. You will hear the recording twice.
Today we'll be talking about traffic cones. Some of you will know these objects as construction cones. Globally, their colour and shape vary, but they are usually red or orange plastic. Their one defining characteristic is being temporary. The first traffic cones were patented by an American, Charles Scanlon, in 1943. And back then, they were made out of rubber rather than plastic. Their first use in the UK was when the M6 motorway opened in 1958. Primarily, they are used to alert people to potential hazards and dangers. They are positioned on roads to redirect traffic, and on footpaths they may mark out construction projects. It is, of course, impossible to accurately say how many accidents have been prevented and how many lives have been saved by traffic cones. But I think we can say that most people do not sufficiently appreciate their value. Not everyone, however. There have been a number of artists who have produced artistic tributes to traffic cones, such as Dennis Oppenheim, who commemorated them in Miami, Seattle, and Seoul, Korea. Pictures have also featured on album covers.
Now listen again.
Today we'll be talking about traffic cones. Some of you will know these objects as construction cones. Globally, their colour and shape vary, but they are usually red or orange plastic. Their one defining characteristic is being temporary. The first traffic cones were patented by an American, Charles Scanlon, in 1943. And back then, they were made out of rubber rather than plastic. Their first use in the UK was when the M6 motorway opened in 1958. Primarily, they are used to alert people to potential hazards and dangers. They are positioned on roads to redirect traffic, and on footpaths, they may mark out construction projects. It is, of course, impossible to accurately say how many accidents have been prevented and how many lives have been saved by traffic cones, but I think we can say that most people do not sufficiently appreciate their value. Not everyone, however. There have been a number of artists who have produced artistic tributes to traffic cones, such as Dennis Oppenheim, who commemorated them in Miami, Seattle, and Seoul, Korea. Pictures have also featured on album covers.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.